What's up? Welcome back to another Daily Buckeye Blitz with me. Who am I? I'm your host, Joe Warwick from the Buckeye Cast, bringing you today's Tuesday, August 9th, 2022. Okay, let's get into it. Hope you guys have been checking out the shows lately. Also, want to make sure that you're aware, on the podcast feed only, we will have, as we started this last year, I think, we'll have every press conference with the coaches and player interviews, coach interviews, all of those on the podcast feed only, not on YouTube. So wherever you listen to podcasts, go subscribe to the Buckeye Cast and those will pop in there as they come out. Usually same day within a couple hours of the interviews or press conferences or whatever. Like last week, for example, Thursday we had Coach Day for like 30 minutes. Friday, we had Coach Alford and all the running backs. Monday, we had Coach Fry and the O-line. Today is Coach Knowles and the linebackers. So that'll be interesting. Really want to hear from those guys. And there's like fucking 20 linebackers to hear from. So hopefully they keep it short, right? Anyways, so today's show is a touchy subject, I think. If yesterday's wasn't touchy in the Bryce versus CJ debate, this one has to be. And this is an internal discussion against Buckeye fans against Buckeye fans. I think this will put the younger against the older, maybe vice versa. I don't know. Anyways, is this season championship or bust? Is this a championship year, or if we don't win the college football playoff championship, is this a wasted season in your opinion? Let me know. Here we go. This is what I think. I've been watching Buckeye football for fucking decades and decades. And I've lived through the bullshit of the 80s and 90s and the mediocrity at times, you know, 2, 3, 4 lost seasons. And so I think that has kind of built up a scar on my soul as a Buckeye fan. And that's why, along with Urban Meyer building up the championship or bust kind of mentality, he kind of raised the expectations, raised the bar, I would say. Tress had the bar up there, but it was still felt like if you got to a Rose Bowl, that'd be all right. That'd be good enough, you know, if you beat like Oregon in the Rose Bowl in 2010 or whatever. So I think now, though, the expectation, and because there is a true playoff championship that is decided on the field, we didn't have that before. You know, the BCS, that didn't come around until like a 2000s. So I think we played in the first one, right, in 2002? Was that the first one? I'll get somebody on that. Anyway, so I say yes, it is a championship or bust kind of program right now, and especially this season. Let me tell you why this season really stands out to me. So I'm looking at the two deep of what I have mapped out for the Buckeyes this year, offense and defense. I see a lot of guys that could be leaving, not necessarily because of age, but because of ability, okay? Especially third-year guys. So let me run through this real quick. When you think about what's coming back next year, think about this. Jackson Smith and Jigba, gone for sure, right? Duh. Paris Johnson Jr., most likely gone. This is his third year, okay? He would have to have a bad season, and that would kill us. So double-edged sword there. He would have to have a bad season to come back, I think. Donovan Jackson, probably not an issue. He'll come back. Luke Whippler could be gone. He's a sophomore, you know, third-year guy again. So there you go. You got Jackson, Paris, Whippler. Matthew Jones is a senior, probably gone. DeJuan Jones is definitely gone. That's 4. C.J. Stroud, definitely gone. That's 5 starters this season who are probably gone. All right. Let's look at the defense. JT, Jack, Those guys will be back for one more year. But Jaron Cage is gone. Tron Vincent is gone. Who else? Ty Hamilton, Tyreek Williams will probably be back. Zach Harrison's gone. Javonte Jean-Baptiste is gone. So let's look at linebackers. Oh, crap. I don't know if anybody – Taraj is about the only one that's probably going to go. One of these linebackers would have to have a crazy, insane season to come back – I mean, to go to the NFL because Eichenberg and Steele are both juniors, you know. So they'll probably come back. I'm not expecting them to light the world on fire this season for us. But then you got Cam Brown, senior. He's gone. Denzel Burke is a sophomore, did not redshirt, so he'll be back most likely. Ronnie Hickman led the team in tackles last year, could do the same this year. He could be gone. He's a junior right now. So, and Josh Proctor is a senior. He's probably gone. Tanner McAllister, probably gone. That's like, you know, another four or five, you know, guys in the two deep at least, who could be gone. And that doesn't even include transfers. I mean, you could theoretically have a Mayan Williams transfer in the offseason, you know, maybe an offensive lineman or two transfer, who knows? And same on the defense. I mean, we saw a bunch of dudes transfer out in the secondary. So that's why I say this year is definitely a championship or bust, no doubt about it. I know we got Kyle McCord coming in next year, high four or the five-star quarterback. But you got to have pieces around you. You can't just be a five-star quarterback. You know, I know he's going to have Travion back. I know you'll have Harrison Jr., but this O line is what really concerns me coming back. We don't have a lot of depth there. Very concerning. So that's what I think. Buckeyes are always going to be a championship or bust every season. It's just this year, we got to get it done. Let me know what you guys think. Leave a comment. Hit me on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, all that good stuff. And let me know what you think. Is it always a championship or bust season at Ohio State? All right. Talk to you later. Go Bucks. See you tomorrow.